Welcome to St Andrew's podcast for Sunday the 4th of October. The theme is the body of Christ and the main reading is Ephesians chapter 4, focusing on verses 11 to 16, but do read the preceding verses and also refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. This is Ephesians chapter 4, I'm using the NRSV version. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness in deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. Sometimes when you're planning a sermon, you have to struggle to find an appropriate illustration. Well, not so today. At St Andrew's, we've been yarn bombed. Maybe you've seen photos of our garden. Perhaps you joined evening prayer this week and saw the video. Or maybe you've walked through our garden. What began as a seed of an idea to celebrate creation by an explosion of wool and fabric and ribbon, by knitting and crochet and sewing, has become a magnificent celebration. It's breathtaking. It will be up for a few weeks, so do take the opportunity to visit the garden if you can and see all the amazing creations. Hopefully the weather will be kind to them and they can stay up for a while. The passage today talks about knitting, the body of Christ being knitted together by every ligament, each part working properly. It promotes the body's growth in building itself up. We have lots of different elements in the garden that all link together to make a beautiful piece of art. The body is different in that each element is physically joined and coordinated. And the passage talks about growing up into him who is the head, into Christ. This is a beautiful image of order, synchronicity, connectedness. You can find another exploration of the metaphor in 1 Corinthians 12. We are diverse. We are different, but we are one. I can knit, but I don't know how to crochet. I did try to learn once. I think I did a chain, actually, but I'm much more of a knitter than a crocheter. The team who put the items together for the garden have diverse gifts. I guess the person who went up the ladder to put the birds on the tree was not necessarily the same person that made the birds. Tying hoops of flowers to railings is a different skill than making the flowers. Teaching someone to make a flower is another skill. Encouraging someone to have a go, organising the collection of different elements. There have been so many skills within the group of people creating the celebration. In the same way, within the body of Christ, we all have a different role, a different part to play. We can't all be teachers or pastors. We need apostles, prophets, evangelists. We have different roles. You have a gift from God, and there are no exceptions here. The passage in Corinthians makes that clear. Read from verse 7, to each is given. Don't insult God by saying you were overlooked when the gifts were being given out. You have a gift. And the gifts are varied. We're not all the same. Would the knitted birds look as good without the stripy knitted tree? Would one pom-pom look as good as 30? Nothing would look as good if it was all still packed in the box. Each element relies on the others. Like a good piece of art, the arrangement is in balance. And likewise, in the body of Christ, we rely on each other. And we would be limping, struggling, if we were short of a hand or a foot. We need each ligament knitted together. We need each other. What happens if one part of the body does not play its part? Surely the body will feel the loss. Don't underestimate the part that you can play. What you might take for granted may mean a lot to someone else. For example, just picking up the phone and ringing someone to see how they are might seem a minor thing, but it can mean so much to someone. Being able to genuinely say that you've been praying for someone is powerful. I wonder what it feels like to know that Christ has endowed you with a gift. Just think about that for a moment. You are gifted. There are no exceptions here. So if you don't think you have anything to offer, look again. Don't be too hard on yourself. If you're not sure, maybe ask someone else what they think that your gift might be. Some of us don't feel very gifted or that we have anything to offer. But don't insult God by trying to say that you have nothing to offer. This passage and the chapter in Corinthians leaves no space for anyone to be left out. Whether young, old, working, healthy or not, you are a child of God, gifted. Yes, we all have different seasons in our lives when we might use different gifts, but we have all been blessed by God. Or we may take for granted what we're capable of. Just this week, I have rejoiced that we all hold something different, a unique perspective, a variety of vantage points. In a standing committee just this week, I was so grateful for someone who had shared some specialist expertise. And then another person who could play with finance figures and find it fun. Another who had wisdom about practicalities. And someone else who had a practical solution and wanted to pin us down to a date. And another was a visionary, listening to God and hearing God. Every single member had something different to offer. It was a great illustration to me about acting as one body. Hallelujah. A vicar once said to me that the church is an oil tanker, not a cruise liner. It's all hands on deck. We need you, everyone. There's no room for passengers. Your church needs you. And I'm not just talking about the building, I'm talking more about the body of Christ. I give thanks to God for each one of you. You are the body of Christ. But what if you're here at church, but you're not part of the body, not really sharing or using your gift? I wonder what that's like. I wonder what the impact is on the body if one limb does not play its part. And remember, it's not just at church that we use our gifts. This week, I was having such a struggle. I'd found what I thought were some beautiful words for evening prayer. Suzanne had taken some great photos and a video, but I just couldn't get the photos into a PowerPoint. I was having a terrible time tearing my hair out. It was taking me just too long, and there were a host of other things to attend to. One phone call to Dan, and it was covered. To him, it was an easy thing to simply slot the photos in. I really needed the support and the expertise of others. Thank God we all have different skills and perspective. Thank God for everyone who plays their part at St Andrew's. At the moment, to open the building as safely as possible, there are several requirements, and our stewards who volunteer are doing such a great job at keeping us safe. Thank you. Tom Wright paraphrases this passage in Ephesians by saying, "Grow up." It's about Christians growing into maturity, not staying as babies. The passage reads, "We must no longer be children. It is time to grow up, to speak the truth in love." You might know I have a puppy and he's nearly doubled his body weight in 2 months. He is growing and learning at a pace. And it's great fun. At puppy class, we learn something 1 week and then the next week, we're on to the next thing. There's no time to hold back. It's learn, 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 grow, grow, grow. And unfortunately, sometimes the church has got into a pattern of infantilising its members, continuing to treat them as babies and not giving them the space they need to grow, to practice, to make mistakes and to move on. Grow up. I wonder what you need to grow into the next stage of your development. What is your next challenge? And what do you need to equip you? We've probably all heard a few sermons based on the image of the body of Christ. And it was interesting that when we were thinking of how to represent the image of the body of Christ on the centrepiece at church for Sunday, we wanted to avoid it looking like a crime scene with a hand here and a foot there or an eye there. So instead, we chose jigsaw pieces, each one slightly different but interlocking, fitting together in a coherent way. not quite as dramatic as the image of a whole body joined and knit together by every ligament with which it's equipped, so each part is working properly, and so it promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. But a jigsaw is a great image. But I don't know about you, but it feels a bit like our jigsaw has been thrown up in the air and the pieces scattered and jumbled. Over the past 6 months, the COVID pandemic has challenged how we can do church and how we can be church. We are facing a new season, autumn, winter, rising rates of COVID. Staying together as a church is going to be a challenge once again. No more than 30 of us can gather on a Sunday at the moment, and this could change. We're continuing to gather online. We have Sunday morning, Wednesday evening prayer, Wednesday morning prayer, Thursday Bible study. As we face this new season of being separate and apart, how can we stay together? How can we support one another? How can we encourage each other in our faith? What is the best way for us to be the body of Christ? How should we link together and knit our ligaments? One way we are encouraging is for folk to get into small groups, to telephone each other, meet online by Zoom perhaps, or use Facebook. Or maybe you can think of another way. You can use the materials that we put out weekly to encourage you to read the Bible and pray. Challenge each other in love. Build each other. Encourage each other. Make sure that you're linked and supported. We could mirror the rule of six. Maybe there are six people that you can be in touch with. You don't need to physically meet, but find a way to keep in touch, to encourage each other, to pray for each other, to discuss the Word of God. If you don't know who to join with, then you can contact either Nick, Joyce or myself, and we'll help put you in touch. It's no good having a hand that's not connected to the body. How will it survive? What use is it? Finally, it's not all about doing. I'd like to make that clear. Yes, we need to grow. Yes, we need contributors at church. But to use the metaphor of the body, we are human beings, not human doings. Sometimes we just need to rest and restore. There are times that we need to just be, so an eye can take in the landscape, or a foot can feel the grass beneath their feet. We all need to rest and have time to be. So think about your gifts. Think about the gifts of other people. Encourage each other. Build up the body. And also just take time. Take time to be, time to read the Word of God, time to pray. And all the time, grow. Grow. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up into love. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. There's some questions for reflection. First of all, what do you think that your gifts are? You know, if you're not sure, how are you going to discover what your gifts are? There may be that you've got different gifts that you're exploring at the moment for a new season. Secondly, what do you need to equip you for your next stage of Christian development as you grow up? Do you need anything to help put this in place? And lastly, what group do you belong to? Who's supporting and encouraging you? Who are you supporting and encouraging? Just a short prayer to finish. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for that image of the body of Christ. Help us find our place. Help us knit ourselves into that body of Christ. Equip us, Lord. Set us free. Help us grow. Help us find those things that will help us grow. And help us speak the truth in love. Lord, we just pray for that sense of love for us as a body of Christ. We pray for your blessing on the people of St. Andrews. For those people in our local community, we ask for your blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.